You're listening to Real Estate with Kevin Turner on News Talk 4BC.
99, just a bit of a shout out for a mate of mine who's actually, he and his wife are auctioning their property this morning, Andrew Roos, who I've known for many, many years. Good morning, Andrew, and also to Tracy. Their property at 12 Craig Street, Wishart, goes under the hammer at 10:30. I can imagine you guys are quite nervous, as most people are, but it's a great property. You know, best part of the house is the outdoor area, as Andrew has identified. It leads out onto a park at the back. Look, it's a great, it's very, very private. It's a great area. 12 Craig Street, Wishart, goes to auction today at 10:30. LJ Hooker doing that one. So all the best, guys. I hope it goes well for you. My guest in studio is Pete Wargent, and Pete's blog site again is Pete Wargent, PeteWargent.blogspot.com.au. Pete does a lot of analysis on the market. Pete, before the break, I asked you to come back and identify for me some of the what are now classed, not so much as daggy because it's a terrible word, but areas where there's likely to be some kind of improvement. Name one in Brisbane for me if you could.
I think we were talking just before the break, places like Nunda in Brisbane is a good example. That's been a long ongoing process, traditionally to some extent thought of as the wrong side of the tracks, but now the city plan allows for some low medium residential development, so you're seeing new townhouses that brings in new demographics. Another location, a good example, is a place like Maruka, so you're only six and a half k from the CBD. A lot of the old post-war housing there has been rezoned for low medium residential, so what you're seeing is lots of new townhouse development, and that brings in new demographics to the suburb as people start to realize that proximity to the CBD is something at a reasonable price that people can aspire to.
Yeah, well, if it, just look at Nunda as an example. You know, very close to Ascot, which is probably one of the premier suburbs, very close to the river. A lot of good developments happened in Nunda too. They've done that streetscape up through the central area there. That was done a couple of years ago. And you identified some of those. You've only got to look at the number of cranes in there to see how many people are going to be in there in the next 5 to 10 years. It's quite remarkable. Take me to Sydney. What would you look at in Sydney?
Yeah, I mean, Sydney has been a market where affordability is almost enforced gentrification on some suburbs. So years ago, we used to talk about Redfern as somewhere that's 2Ks from the CBD, even Surry Hills, you know, those sorts of places that were traditionally a bit mixed. But the sheer proximity to the city has forced gentrification on some of those areas. In more recent times, the Canterbury, Bankstown region. So, I mean, some of the suburbs that we used to talk about almost as no-go zones back in the 1990s, like Lakemba, you know, these areas that people are starting to see that with train links to the city in a relatively short space of time can give people a realistic entry price and lifestyle. Campsie is another suburb with the train link that people have looked at. Canterbury is another. So, and even further west in through this cycle, people have looked at Western Sydney as a place where they can actually afford detached housing. A bit further out from the city, of course, but yeah, I mean, the price growth in those suburbs is reflected that.
Yeah, what we're touching on here is effectively looking at areas that are going to grow, and they've been probably wrongly labelled as hotspots in the past. And I don't know how you feel about hotspots. We haven't even discussed that. But my feeling about hotspots is that, you know, they probably don't exist by the time they're identified. I think it's more you're looking for an area that is probably going to give you more sustained growth over a longer period. Hotspots seem to rise and then fall. And I remember a lot of the hotspot pickers were picking some of those mining areas that we've identified that were real danger areas. Is that the right term? Is that what you should be looking for, a hotspot?
Yeah, I think as you rightly identified there, I think in some of those markets where you've got a temporary driver of employment growth, so for example, the construction of a new gas or mine project, that can see a temporary spike in demand for housing and therefore prices. I think those types of markets are good for speculation or sometimes for development. If you're looking at a longer term investment, of course, what you want is long-term fundamentals that reflect that. So gentrification is a real key driver of price growth, good school zones, employment hubs, those kind of things, because they're more sustainable for the longer term.
Weekend Real Estate with Kevin Turner. Thanks to Calypso Bay. Live your dream lifestyle in Southeast Queensland's premier waterfront development. CalypsoBay.com.au.
And we're in the closing stage of the show. News is only about a minute away. My guest has been Pete Wargent. Pete is a buyer's agent. Pete, your advice for anyone buying a property, you've got about 30 seconds if you give us some tips for today.
Okay, three tips. Firstly, do your research well in advance, so your surveys, your flood searches, all of that stuff. Secondly, know your numbers, so you want to know if you're going to be bidding at an auction, know what your maximum price is and stick to that. And finally, just try, if you are bidding at an auction, just try to bid with your head and not your heart, and don't get carried away, a fear of missing out.
Yeah, and of course that's what agents play on too, isn't it? That fear of missing out and the fact that, you know, if you don't bid now, you might miss it. I know you're bidding at an auction this morning, so all the best on that one too, Pete.
Cheers, thank you very much.
Good on you, Pete Wargent's been my guest. I'll be back again tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 as we talk real estate for Calypso Bay. See you then. Have a great day.